Illinois is on the verge of becoming the first state to abolish cash bail after lawmakers passed an ambitious slate of criminal justice reforms earlier this month. Supporters say ending cash bail will help end the criminalization of poverty, specifically the practice of jailing people accused of nonviolent crimes until their trial. Prosecutors and police say it will put public safety at risk. Illinois Attorney General Kwame Raoul joins us now. He's on a Skype line. He's also a Democrat. And Kwame, this is a major reform. It would be the first of its kind for a state once the governor signs it. Tell me why you support it.
It was amongst a group of reforms that we were addressing to get our state law to be just to people who are assumed innocent until proven guilty. And so in Cook County, which is our biggest county, the Cook County Jail has had a history of being overpopulated. And part of the reason is people simply could not afford the bond that would be set. And our system should not be formulated in a way that holds people simply because they can't afford the bond set. It should be based on risks to the public safety.
And we will talk about those details in just a moment. But for people who aren't familiar with the criminal justice system, can you walk us through a typical scenario? You know, what would someone waiting in jail have to pay in order to get out? And why is that such a challenge for some people?
Well, it varies. But even the smallest bond, the smallest might be $100, might be prohibitive for some people. So you can have somebody who's got easy access to cash because they're a major drug dealer or something, but they may be a very serious risk to the public safety, yet they can post bond. Meanwhile, you can have somebody who might be in on a minor retail theft who can't afford $100, and they're held historically longer than they would be sentenced for the offense that they were charged with.
Well, as you know, you're going to have critics here. First of all, one of the big concerns that prosecutors and law enforcement have is that people who should not be out on the streets will now be let go, and then they may not show up for court. How do you address that?
Well, the bill, the proposed law, has characteristics within it that require a judge to consider the nature and circumstances of the offense, the weight of the evidence against the defendant. You know, a judge can hold somebody based on those, identifiable risks.
I mentioned that some police are concerned here. The law is going to make it easier to discipline police officers. It would allow for anonymous complaints against them and would also require every Illinois cop to wear a body camera by 2025. And I want to play this tape from Ed Wojcicki, who is at the Illinois Association of Chiefs of Police, speaking to NBC5 Chicago.
Our jobs are now more difficult. They're going to let more criminals run free and they're going to make it more difficult for us to apprehend criminals.
Your response to that? I mean, is there a way to get police officers on board with this law, or are you just running the risk here of alienating them?
Well, the law is comprehensive and there are a lot of components to it. One of the components that I worked with along with Ed and the police chiefs and the sheriffs is having a more robust police decertification system within the state of Illinois. Prior to now, you can only decertify a police officer if they were convicted of a felony or certain sex-related and serious misdemeanors. Now we provide more discretion, because what we want to do is we want to rebuild trust in law enforcement, and we want to get rid of police officers who ought not be police officers. And that shouldn't be something that anybody complains about, because we ought not have a system that retains people that might repeatedly use excessive use of force and do the types of things that the nation has seen by way of body cam video, or in the one case in Minnesota, the video of a 17-year-old girl who just happened to be on the scene while a knee was put to the neck of an individual until they died.
I certainly hear your point. It does, though, sound like law enforcement is not on board with this law. It's not going to go into effect for a couple of years until January 2023. Are you open to changes that would accommodate some of their criticisms?
Yeah, so I came to the Office of Attorney General by way of having served in the General Assembly in the Illinois State Senate for 14 years. And so what I do know, when we do something that's as comprehensive as this omnibus bill, there are going to be some language changes, some cleanup that might be needed. And so there's already talk about doing a trailer bill to clean up, you know, whatever some of those things may be. It's important to note that in any jurisdiction, when you do something major that is as comprehensive as the bill that was just passed in Illinois, it's always controversial at the time. You know, change is controversial. Reform is controversial because people are so accustomed to the status quo. But the status quo has sold us short.
Illinois Attorney General Kwame Raoul, a Democrat, thank you very much for your time.
I appreciate it.